With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
William Shakespeare once said, "We know what we are, but know not what we may be." We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And business, we talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business. And I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. As always, it's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you won't want to miss. We're going to be sharing tips, advice, and all sorts of information about networking and business that you won't want to miss. This week, we're thrilled that we're going to be joined first by John Fiegel of Tandem HR. John has joined us in the past on the show, and I know our listeners are in for a real treat. So, John, welcome to Get Down to Business. You know, business owners have a lot to think about. One of the things that most business owners, I can't speak for all, don't think about enough is leadership change and planning for the future. John, do you have a secret recipe for that?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me back, Shalom. It's good to see you again. There is no secret recipe, but like anything in business, there's formulas and there's models and there's methods. And I think what managers and leaders need to think about are a couple of things. One is, what's the scope of change? Is this a big change or a little change? And most of the time, leaders think about actually implementing the change itself, whether it's putting in a new technology or implementing a new benefit plan. But what they don't think about is the people part of it. And so that's the second thing. How does this affect people, and how does it impact the individuals that the chain is targeted toward? So that's a key piece.
The term that is often tossed around is strategic planning. Is that what you're referring to, or is that something else?
Strategic planning is part of change, but I'm thinking more about and talking more about, once you have a plan in place, you need a plan to implement that change, and then how it's going to affect the people who are supposed to be delivering that change.
And is it from top to bottom? Meaning, is this just something that executives need to worry about in the C-suite? Or is this something that really you need to think about the change that's going to happen on the line staff and the people that are actually doing the job of the company as well?
Yeah, that's a great question. It impacts all three levels. The top level, because they're the ones planning the change and implementing change. Middle managers are the ones who are actually the ones who are activating it. There's an old saying that change is where goes to die at middle management level. And then the individuals are the ones who are actually going to be impacted by it. So you have to think about all three levels.
This sounds like a really difficult conversation to have. A company is grown often by a handful of people,
right,
that have a vision, have an idea. And, you know, bottom line, we're all people. We all have a little bit of an ego, and we all believe that we are right for the most part. How is it possible that an entrepreneur can think that maybe it's time to do things a little bit differently? How does that conversation start?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. One is, if they have a vision and a plan for where they want to go, and then they can estimate what's the gap between where they are and where they want to be. That's the first step. The second thing is, always get outside advice. Always be thinking about who can I talk to who's outside my business? What other resources can I be looking at that can help me think about my organization differently? And that'll give you some good ideas about where you're doing well and what you need to do to change.
We're talking with John Fiegel of Tandem HR. John, when we started the conversation, we said two terms, planning, mm-hmm, and leadership change. Leadership change, are you suggesting that a CEO of a company needs to think about the future after themselves?
Yes. That's a hard conversation to have with the CEO, particularly if they're a founder of an organization. But that's when, if an individual wants to think about, you know, what is my legacy and where do I want this business to be after I leave the organization? Then you start thinking about succession, who's going to replace me, as well as where is this organization going to go?
So you work with a lot of companies and with a lot of professionals. What is the typical timeline? How long after a company starts should a conversation like this be taking place?
Well, usually when you think about the life cycle of an organization, there's the starting point, which organizations are just trying to survive. They're just trying to get started. And once they meet that plateau, then they need to start thinking about, now, how do we stabilize? And then how do we get to the next level? So really, after 18 months, 2 years is the first time to start thinking about change. Then maybe after 3 or 5 years. And then once they've really grown, they need to be thinking about it on an annual basis.
That's fascinating. So I view myself, everybody has their strengths and their weaknesses. Picking on myself for a moment, I view myself, I'm strong in marketing. Listen, we're on the radio together right now. I know that that is my strength, but is it a normal culture in an organization or in a company that people are cross-trained? And what are the best practices that our listeners should know about making sure that people can perform each other's duties?
Yeah, that's a great point, Shalom, because that is really what's going to build the capability of your team to implement any change that's in place. So one is, first of all, identify what are those skills that are required to be successful. Two, do an inventory. Find out where your strengths are, and once again, do that gap analysis about what's missing, and then start strategically thinking about what are the jobs and who are those people that need to start learning different skills so that if we lose a person, we can replace them.
Are these the steps that you take with your customers and clients at Tandem?
Well, these are the types of things that we talk about with them. Every organization is different. They're at different places on that change curve, if you will. And so what we try to do is customize our solutions to meet wherever they are. But yeah, these are the basic principles around good, effective change.
So if you can, I know our listeners love to hear examples, love to hear success stories, or perhaps even stories of nightmares and terror when things like this are not done properly. Can you enlighten us about an organization, feel free to use names or not use names, that did this successfully and maybe one that hasn't?
Well, I can give an example of, I like to focus on the positive, so I'll give an example of where it's successful. I won't name names. This organization was looking at how are they going to do a better job of onboarding their employees. And so they spent a lot of time designing a new employee orientation onboarding program, and they thought they were done. And what they did is they started sending out emails and implementing the new processes, but what they didn't do is really communicate to folks what's changed, what's different, and really what's in it for you. And so that was an example where they stumbled. Now, the good side of that story is they were always getting feedback from their employees about how the implementation was going, and they learned very quickly that it wasn't working well. So they quickly readjusted, which is another key element of change. Always get constant feedback and be willing to make adjustments along the way. They started communicating more effectively. They started giving people more information and getting employees involved in the change process, because that's a key element as well. I like to use a formula, participation equals ownership. When people participate in the change, they own the change, and then it's going to be more successful.
So for a decent-sized company, a company over 100 people, how would you recommend that a CEO involve even the line staff in that change process?
I think there's three things. First of all, be very clear about what's changing and then what's not changing. Because as soon as you start implementing change, people get nervous. They start thinking about, big change. How is this going to affect my job, et cetera? So what's changing, what's not changing? Be very clear about the vision, where are we going, and the path to get there. And then the third part, the participation piece, set up opportunities for people to give their ideas. It could be group meetings, it could be lunches, but give them, it could be sending an email, but give them opportunities to give their input into how they view that change and how they can implement that change.
And you made a fascinating comment that this should not be a static document, something that just sits on a table, but it should actually be updated and it should be live and it should change over time. That's so important. So, John, we're slowly running out of time. I like to make the show a little bit fun. What's your favorite place to travel?
What's my favorite place to travel?
Yeah.
I love to go to – I've been to Maui once. And it was fantastic.
So all of our Maui listeners, if you have a organizational change question, I'm sure John would love to hear from you. He'd love to expense that. He'd love to turn
sure.
it to a business trip. That's great. So John Fiegel of Tandem HR, you really are a change and leadership expert. How can our listeners get a hold of you if they want to learn more and have that sort of difficult conversation?
Yeah, I'd love to hear from your listeners. The best way to get a hold of me is by email, which is jfiegel@tandemhr.com.
jfiegel@tandemhr.com. Tandem HR is your solution center. You can check them out online. They have blogs. They have information. TandemHR.com. Get a hold of them. Let them know that you heard about us on Get Down to Business. After the break, we're going to check in with executive business coach and Vistage chair Dick Smith. You won't want to miss a minute of it. John Fiegel of Tandem HR. You've got a fantastic team of people in place. We appreciate your involvement.
Thank you, Shalom.
Tell us just for the in the moment or two that we have remaining about the what's exciting at Tandem HR and the growth that's going on.
Yeah, so speaking of change, we have ourselves gone through tremendous growth. And as part of that, we've been putting some new processes in place and putting some new organization in place to help us not only manage the growth, but also create a platform for future growth. So we have ourselves experiencing a lot of change.
Well, great organization. Again, get in touch with John Fiegel, jfiegel at tandemhr.com. And on their website, they have so many great resources. Until then, get on my website, ShalomKline.com. That's where you can download podcasts from shows like today, hear more advice from people like John Fiegel at Tandem HR, find out who's going to be on next week on the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. You're listening to Get Down to Business. We're going to check in with Vistage Share Executive Business Coach Dick Smith after the break. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenlos with a look at the roadways. Solid delays on the outbound Stevenson between State Street and California. Lakeshore Drive to Cicero is 28 minutes. To the Tri-State, 42. Out to 355 is 52 minutes. Outbound Eisenhower's heavy between Ashland and Harlem. Post office to Mannheim is 34 to Thorndale, 47. On the inbound Eisenhower, slows down between 25th Avenue and 1st Avenue. Also a little slow between Racine and the Circle Interchange. Thorndale to the post office is 30 minutes from Mannheim, takes 17. On the Kennedy heading inbound, it's heavy between the River Toll Plaza and Cumberland, also a little slow between the Junction and Irving Park Road. O'Hare to downtown, 23 from the Junction, takes 11. Outbound heavy between the Ohio and Harlem, downtown to the Junction, 23 to O'Hare, 41. Express lanes are at 22. Tonight, 55 in clear skies, currently 68. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Here's how you know Hillary Clinton is taking this seriously.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
She is resorting to her effort to be humorous, which is a dangerous business for Hillary Clinton.
But she said that she never received or sent any emails with information marked classified.
This is not going away, so she can be as defiant as she wants. She can't make the untruth become the truth.
It's going to get worse.
Hillary Clinton could use a good Bill Clinton sex scandal.
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5. On AM 560, The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, or smoking. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. If lines are busy, try again. Dial 1-800-663-1502. That's 1-800-663-1502. 1-800-663-1502.
Square Trade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on 2-year iPhone plan with one claim compared to Assurant total equipment coverage as of April 10th, 2015.
Don't overpay for phone insurance. Save with SquareTrade phone protection instead. Phone insurance from Verizon, Sprint, or other wireless carriers can cost you as much as $11 every month, plus up to $199 deductible when you break your phone. SquareTrade phone protection is less than $5 a month. We can save you over $240.
Start saving with SquareTrade now. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
It's time for the Playmaker Spotlight with executive coach and Vistage chair, Dick Smith.
Well, welcome once again to the Playmaker Spotlight, the part of Get Down to Business where we speak to CEOs and business owners and share their stories and their best practices with you. Playmakers is brought to you in part by Vistage, the world's largest CEO advisory board organization, and I am your host, Dick Smith, an award-winning chair for Vistage International and a CEO business coach. And talk about sharing stories with you tonight. I'm so pleased to have as our guest tonight on our program. His name is Mas Khan, and he's got such an exciting entrepreneurial success story that I can't wait for you, our listeners, to hear it. Mas is president and CEO of Subco Foods, headquartered in West Chicago, with operations in Wisconsin. So I'm going to read from his newsletter a little bit. Since 1925, Subco is a full-service private label and contract packaging company. Subco Foods Incorporated has worked with Fortune 500 companies, supplementing their supply chain while keeping costs low and quality high. Their two facilities are capable of handling a wide variety of dry food products in assortment of package types. Their multiple capabilities include custom packaging, blending, pouching, filling jars, cans, bulk filling, net weighing, and more. Mas Khan, president and CEO of Subco Foods. Welcome to Playmakers,
Mas. Well, thank you for the opportunity, Dick.
You're very welcome. So, Mas, Subco's story is especially motivating and shows all of us that the American dream is really still possible and still alive. So could you tell our audience a little bit about your story coming to in 1967 from born in India and from Pakistan, and take it from
right. So I migrated, or I came to the United States to really study in 1967. Went to Oklahoma State University and did my undergraduate in mechanical engineering and master in industrial engineering. Met my wife for 45 years. After I graduated from there, I did work in summers to put myself through school and work for CTA as a bus driver.
No kidding.
And it was that I never been to Chicago before. I didn't have a driver license, but they were very kind to help me and train me, and I passed a test. And so I drove a CTA bus for 4 years to put myself through college.
Oh, for crying out loud.
And so anything is possible, I guess.
So you said a lot of people have helped you with opportunities. Tell us a little more about that.
Absolutely. Along the way, I really must say this is the greatest country ever. If you're willing to work hard and somewhat smart, you can accomplish anything. And I feel that it's still really available, although a lot of people feel that time has passed. I don't believe that's really true. So anyway, after I finished school, I came to Chicago because I knew about this place, worked for Kraft, Oscar Mayer, learned a lot of high-speed packaging, and then I joined Kellogg after there to learn a little bit of management style in addition to engineering.
Did you move to Battle Creek?
No, and they had a division here in Franklin Park food service.
I got it.
And they gave me opportunities starting from director of engineering to the plant manager and general manager and really learn all aspects of business. Again, it's going back to wanting to learn and want to really get involved in all aspects and learn all aspects of business. And they asked me to sell that company, and we sold that to Best Food. At that point, I decided to go on my own and actually bought a small company out of Chicago. And since then, really have worked hard and acquired companies, one in Sheboygan, our competitor, and then another one about 4 years ago called Wagner Food by Oak Brook, which make liquid product like pancake syrups and Bloody Mary mixes and so forth.
So how many years have you been at the head of Subco now?
20 years, over 20 years.
And you've grown it to how many employees?
We started from like 15 to now we're about 200.
Wow, good for you. That is the American dream. And what geographic areas do you cover in terms of your products?
We cover nationwide in the United States, but recently because American food is so popular internationally that we are going to Canada, we are going to India, we are going to UAE, Saudi Arabia, Colombia, in Panama.
So tell us a little bit, how does you do a lot of private label branding.
Yes.
You have your own label.
Right.
What is called Orchard Foods?
Orchard Park.
Okay, and what kinds of foods do you label there?
So Our product, which is really growing fast, is pancake syrups, Bloody Mary mixes, drink mixes, gelatins and puddings. So we do both dry and liquid products.
Gotcha. And how do you differentiate? What's different between your company and the products and private label branding that you do to your competition? How do you serve the
customer? Well, that's a really great question, Dick. I feel that we are much nimble with our customer. We like to learn what their problems are, how we can assist them to solve those problems. If I can give you a quick example of it, I got a call from a multi-billion dollar company. I would say they're about over $20 billion.
Wow.
And they said, look, we want to sell this item for a dollar. It has 8 ounces, and we can't meet the price point. And nobody want to do anything different than what people are doing. I said, how about going to 7 ounces? And they say, that's fine. Guess what? Just that one little change gave us about $6 million.
Instead of being so rigid, we can only do it as 8 ounces. You figured the solution.
Good for you.
So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Get Down to Business Playmaker Spotlight, brought to you in part by Vistage International, the world's largest CEO and business owner private advisory board organization. And we're talking to Mas Khan, president and CEO of Subco Foods. So what do you feel your ideal customer looks like? Who do you best serve? I mean, there are companies way bigger than yours. You're not small, but you're not huge.
Right. Most of our customers are Fortune 500 companies. We're business to business. So we really are working with retailers.
Can you mention some names?
Yeah, we work with Aldi. Aldi is very innovative, very, very high quality. We are moving toward all natural ingredients. So we work with other as well. But we also do contract packaging. We work with Kellogg to make their products and a lot of other people.
Tell me about the – it's a family business. You started it, but you've got children in the business, right? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, my son actually, he went to Loyola University and got a bachelor in computer science. So he is our technical guy.
There you go.
He does all of that for the last 10 years.
Custom and development software stuff.
Yes,
yeah,
right. And then my daughter, who actually went to Northern and got her bachelor, master in education, now she is our director of innovation, and she's really learning the business to hopefully take over one day.
Maybe 5 years from now, maybe,
maybe.
You're sailing off to Tahiti with your wife and enjoying your 50th anniversary.
I'd love that, yes.
So let's talk a little bit 3 to 5 years down the road. So what does the company look like? Do you have a vision for it? Is it a vision that your daughter and son subscribe to and the other leadership team?
Yeah, absolutely. It seems like our liquid side of the business is really growing faster than dry side. And we see ourselves a much bigger company in pancake syrups and all the liquid products, you know, drink mixes. And it's really one of the things we're trying to do is provide healthy food with no artificial anything, as well as convenient. So that's kind of our goal is, and we feel that really business will grow.
So there's a lot of change in food packaging and the food industry in general. How does that play into your philosophy? Can you, you have to be agile with your
Absolutely.
Strategy?
Absolutely. We definitely look at the market and see what is really selling and where the trends are going. And we always doing R&D to develop new products. We are currently working with a pancake syrup and try to make it all natural. And also enhanced drinks where you can drop few drop in a drink water to make drinks and or coffee. We're going to those kind of products.
Good for you. Now, probably more so than any interview I've had in 2 years, I have to ask you this question. So there's a lot of young people out there thinking they might want to go into business. What advice would you want to give these fellow young entrepreneurs that are in their 20s, 30s, that are thinking, I want to do what he did?
Well, it absolutely possible, first of all. You have to do a few things. First of all, you really need to know what do you want to do. What is your goal? What do you love to do? And then you really need to learn from the big, powerful companies, just like I did. I worked for Kraft and Kellogg, learned the food business.
You were a sponge to learn everything.
Absolutely.
You
and you got to go beyond Call of Duty. In other words, don't just do one job. Try to go and learn more disciplines within the company where you work.
Right.
And you also got to develop some relationship with attorneys, with
mentors,
banks, mentors.
Be a lifelong learner.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then go for it, you know.
Mas, I'm afraid we're just about out of time. I could talk to you for a full hour, I swear. We're going to have you back on the program. I just love where you came from and what you've accomplished. Mas Khan, President and CEO of Subco Foods, thanks for being with us today. You can get more information at www.subcofoods.com. I'm Dick Smith, your host of Playmakers, and now stay tuned for more of Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein.
Wednesday, September 16th, the Republican presidential candidates are heading to Hollywood for their second debate, and AM 560 is rolling out the red carpet. Join us for Big Issues on the Big Screen, a debate watch party at the Hollywood Palm Cinema in Naperville. Watch the debate on the big screen. The best way to get tickets? Buy a ticket to Freedom Summit Chicago 2015 and get a free ticket to Big Issues on the Big Screen. Go to freedomsummitchicago.com. Sponsored in part by Air Comfort, Americans for Prosperity, Command Capital, and by Best
Fox News Radio, I'm Carol McHugh. The Valley Fire in Northern California grows in intensity.
The Valley Fire in Lake County burning out of control, no containment, and with wind gusts of up to 30 miles per hour, it is showing no sign of slowing down. This fire just exploded from 400 acres yesterday to more than 50,000 acres. Cal Fire officials say that is astonishing.
Fox's Claudia Cowan. Rail service from Austria to Germany suspended for now as Berlin moves to slow down the flow of Mideast refugees.
It all shows just how much strain Germany is now under. Don't forget Angela Merkel, the German Chancellor, has been more than any other European country welcoming refugees, welcoming migrants in. Well, today alone, 13,000 people have arrived in the city of Munich. They are really feeling the strain now here, and so these emergency measures have been introduced.
Mark Stone of Sky News, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. The inbound Kennedy a little heavy between the River Toll Plaza and Cumberland. O'Hare to downtown is 23 minutes from the junction takes 10. Up on lanes heavy between North Avenue and Harlem. Downtown to the junction 22, out to O'Hare 39. Express lanes are looking good. Eisenhower inbound Thorndale to the post office is 30 minutes. From Mannheim takes 17. Up on lanes from the post office to Mannheim is 33. To Thorndale is 46 minutes. Finally, the Stevenson heading outbound. It's heavy between Cermak and California. Lakeshore Drive to Cicero 24, to the Tri-State 38, and to 355 is 48 minutes. Tonight, temperatures around 55 and clear skies. Tomorrow, 78 and sunny. Currently, it's 68 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call. R.B. Hayward Company at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
The movie Captive is a powerful, true story of faith over fear.
Police looking for Brian Nichols.
A man on the run.
You scream again and I will have to kill you.
A woman held captive.
My name is Ashley.
In your darkest hour, who will you turn to?
God, please help me.
What is that?
The book, The Purpose-Driven Life.
Read it to me.
God expects you to make the most of what you have been given.
Could you forgive me?
I don't know. Maybe God can.
Captive. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters Friday. For group sales and tickets, visit CaptiveTheMovie.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. This month, our pollen defleur is on special. Key help if you're waking up at night to urinate. Natural support for the bladder, prostate, urinary, immune, and menopausal health. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447. That's 800-370-3447.
Listen to Dr. Marshall every Saturday morning at 10 on AM 560.
We love talking to leaders on this program. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And somebody who talks a lot about leadership is my good friend, Rachel Cipriano of Magnificent Resilience. Rachel, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Shalom.
So tell us about Magnificent Resilience and how you are helping leaders find success and significance.
Well, basically, one of the great thrusts of what I'm doing is specifically, as my name suggests, related to resilience. Resilience is so important when it comes to leadership. The challenges, the obstacles, all of the various unexpecteds that come up within our business lives and our lives in general just require a tremendous amount of being able to bounce back.
So, Rachel, I'm curious. Our listeners are small business owners, and everybody's a leader in their own way. But do you think a leader is naturally born, or can anybody develop leadership qualities?
I believe that anyone can develop leadership qualities. It is true that some people just naturally come to earth with that leadership personality, but what I seek to do is to demonstrate to everyone in some capacity they are a leader, even if it is just simply a leader of themselves.
Well, a leader needs followers. So are you suggesting that somebody can develop those leadership qualities if they are able to lead in the surroundings, in their own surroundings?
Absolutely. One of my taglines is from the receptionist to the CEO, we are all leaders to some capacity. And I think that when we develop that kind of perspective, it gives us a totally different approach we take to our positions and to our lives in general. You know, it's kind of like the person who's laying the bricks and somebody asks them, what are you doing? And he says, laying the bricks, as opposed to someone who says, I'm building a skyscraper. It's just a greater vision.
So tell us a little bit more about your organization, Magnificent Resilience, and the work that you're doing. How can people learn more if they want to understand a little bit more about your theory and some of the talks that you've been doing?
Well, they can go to my website, www.rachelcipriano.com. They can also contact me at 630-701-4872. I'd love to sit down and have a conversation. I offer free coaching consultations for both life and leadership coaching, and I love to give speaking engagements. So I am, you know, just very anxious to have a conversation with anyone who'd be interested in learning more about resilient leadership.
Sure, Rachel, and I know that you are a public speaker, and I know that you're out at a lot of events. Tell us a little bit about some of the talks that organizations have brought you in for.
Well, I've spoken with several healthcare venues. That's one of my main targets is corporate wellness. I've gone into doctor's offices and provided staff trainings and what have you. I've also spoken to professional organizations such as the National Association of Quality. I've also done work with job seekers because those in transition really need that tendency toward greater resilience and that vision of what their lives are now going to be now that they're in transition. So
and I can attest firsthand, having hosted Rachel Cipriano at one of my events, that her talk is of fantastic quality, and everybody came away with just a drop more inspiration. So, Rachel, what inspires you? What got you going in talking about resilience, talking about leadership? What's your story?
Well, my story is that I was born 9.5 months after my father returned from a combat tour in Vietnam as a U.S. Marine. And, you know, I only half-jokingly say I lived for 15 years in Full Metal Jacket. So I had many opportunities to develop resilience in my own personal life. And I also began studying the field of psychology at 7 years old, believe it or not. So, and I went on to get degrees in psychology and counseling and worked in the psychiatric field for several years. So I've had a lot of opportunities to develop personal and professional resilience. And I believe that's kind of that's why this is my expertise.
That's great. So once again, we're talking with Rachel Cipriano of Magnificent Resilience. Rachel, one more time, how can our listeners get a hold of you if they want to learn more about the work that you're doing and perhaps have that free consultation about leadership?
Absolutely. It's rachelcipriano.com. And my phone number is 630-701-4872.
Fantastic. And do you have a website that you could share?
Yes, www.rachelcipriano.com.
Fantastic. You're listening to the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Rachel, we appreciate you joining us on the program. We'll be sure to check back in with you for more leadership tips and information. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can call my friend Chris Everett at 708-771-7777, 708-771-7777. You can also find them at everettwealthsolutions.com. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. After the break, I've got some tips for all of you small business owners that are out there. You won't want to miss it. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Get on my website, shalomkline.com. That's where you can download podcasts from shows and segments like today with Rachel Cipriano and others. Get on my website, shalomkline.com. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenlos with a look at the roadways. On the outbound Edens from Lake Cook to the junction, it's about 22 minutes. The Kennedy inbound is heavy between the River Toll Plaza and Canfield. O'Hare to downtown is 22 minutes from the junction takes 10. Outbound lanes slowing down between Diversey and the junction, also pretty heavy between the junction and Canfield. Downtown to the junction 15, out to O'Hare is 33 minutes. The express lanes are at 14. On the Eisenhower inbound, Thorndale to the post office is 30 minutes. From Mannheim is 17. Outbound lanes on the Eisenhower from the post office to Mannheim, 31. To Thorndale takes 44 minutes. On the Stevenson, heading outbound, Lakeshore Drive to Cicero, 20. To the Tri-State, 34. Out to 355 is 44 minutes. Tonight, 55 and clear skies. Tomorrow, 78 and sunny. Currently, it's 68. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
Caris is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. Caris provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, Caris has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
In 2015, the Huskies look to defend their Mid-American Conference Championship.
Well, my championship belongs to Northern Illinois.
led by sophomore quarterback Drew Hare.
Hare is going to keep it. Hare angles left. Hare into the end zone.
Catch all of the action right here on the Husky Sports Network.
Tune in Saturday, September 19th at 2:30 as the Huskies take on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Here's some great news. Jack Tabota of Tabota & Associates can help you with your retirement game plan. You know Jack, or you should. Jack is the president and founder of Tabota & Associates. He's been helping folks just like you retire successfully for 3 decades. Jack has the insight, information, strategies, and experience you can use to build wealth and keep it. Live good. Retire well with Jack Tabota of Tabota & Associates. 630-777-7955. 630-777-7955.
Back on Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship, and joined by our returning guest, Kevin Einbinder, who serves as Senior Project Manager at Tandem HR. Kevin, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Great to be back.
So we've talked in the past about wellness programs and how important they are, but I'm curious, how long does it take to see financial savings after implementing a wellness program at your business or organization?
You know something, one of the biggest debates before I answer that question is the ROI of a wellness program. So that said, people have to be patient. You know, the fact is that they want to get results real quickly. And if they're going to invest, you know, be it thousands or whatever it is going to be in a wellness program, there's kind of the low dangling fruit. And then there's the stuff that's going to be more significant. So what I mean by the low dangling fruit is a lot of programs we offer is we sponsor. It could be everything from a Weight Watchers program to a smoking cessation program, wellness coaching, things of that nature. So being able to benchmark where employees are at. So, for example, what we do is as part of setting up that benchmark is we do a health risk assessment. And we see, okay, where is the employee base right now? So if you want to see results, what you could do is, let's say somebody who's listening to the show wants to put together a wellness program, they can contact us. What we would do is put together a health risk assessment, get a pulse of the wellness of the employees as of today, then fast forward a couple months, implement a few programs, and see, have things changed? Now, a quarter is probably not going to do much. That's why we more want to look at maybe 6 months and then a year out or so. But, you know, you can always do the stress management and time management, and those are more the low-hanging fruit. What I mean by the longer-term type of things is more doing the biometric screenings that we're looking at body mass index, we're looking at blood pressure, we're looking at cholesterol, we're looking at all these different indices, and then being able to intervene, the wellness coaching and all that, and then benchmarking and seeing what the numbers come back at a year after that.
Interesting. So how can a company know what the best type of program for their employees are? How do you guide them at Tandem HR?
I really believe in listening. You know, a lot of times, you know, people make decisions in the ivory tower. You know, they're thinking in terms of this is best for our employees. Ask them, you know, ask. But when you do this, is ask it in a way that hopefully the culture is supportive of open communications. So it might be through focus groups. It might be through anonymous surveys. But ask them, because every culture is very different. We deal with manufacturing companies. We deal with legal firms and stuff. So everyone, you know, wellness is going to be different things to different people and stuff. So that's part of it. The other thing, too, is the defining wellness. When I ask people, you know, what does wellness mean to you? Lots of organizations have different definitions. I personally like the approach that's more integrated. It looks at both the mental health, the physical health. It's more of a holistic model. But some companies, it's more about the financials, obviously. And so they're going to look more in terms of the healthcare costs and ways to reduce it through wellness programs.
So how can a company incentivize employees to participate in their wellness offerings? Are all incentives monetary?
They're not always monetary. One of the ways that we actually do it at Tandem, which is very interesting, is, and a lot of companies are doing this now, is that, so, you know, a lot of companies will have their employees contribute toward their health insurance, nothing special over there. But if you do a biometric screening, you get a reduction in your rate. So we're able to actually see, you know, by doing that, and we're able to get a sense of the employee's health and all that right from the get-go, even though it's anonymous, there's an incentive right there. Some employees or employers will end up giving away gift certificates and prizes throughout the year. I work with one company that they're so committed. They do events. They give away things. So they'll give a pedometer away to encourage people to do walking. They'll do gift certificates for gym memberships. Or right now, we provide a discount to our clients on suburban gym memberships. I'm now looking at one for Chicago-based gym memberships. So things of that nature, too.
Interesting. So how do employees feel about paying higher premiums if they're not going to participate in a wellness program? You mentioned that sometimes those premiums are reduced. If they are participating, that means somebody that's not participating will be paying a little bit more. Can that have a negative impact on how the employee views the employer and the culture and the environment of the company?
I've never heard any negative feedback on it, but, you know, it certainly could. But the thing is, you know, people are now savvy and they now know that healthcare costs continue to increase. And so, you know, the company has to look at the bottom line. And for them to be successful, they need to be prudent with the resources that they've got. So, you know, ultimately, when an employee decides what culture they want to go to, you know, that's maybe one of the things to consider. And a commitment to wellness is actually generally a very good thing. So, I really haven't had too much negative feedback about that.
Interesting. So, Kevin, would you recommend implementing an EAP program at one of our listeners that might own a small business with only 5 to 10 people? Is there a program that can be custom and tailor-made for them?
So you're saying EAP or a wellness program?
Both.
Okay. Absolutely. We have, again, the mom and pop shops that have those type of programs. You know, there's way, even if it's just like small incentives. So, for example, let's take in a company that has 10 employees. Even if you've got a speaker that comes in every quarter or so and talks about nutrition, talks about stress management, there's some companies that will bring a day in and they'll have a day in which they'll have a masseuse come in and they'll get a negotiated rate for that. And they might work with their insurer and all that. And so if there's 10 employees, they each get an hour, they go into a conference room and they get a massage if they feel comfortable with it. So there's small steps that you can take to be able to implement a wellness program.
Fantastic. Well, employee assistance programs, wellness programs, really, really, really important for businesses to create the right culture and environment, something that we talk a lot about on Get Down to Business. So Kevin Einbinder, Senior Project Manager at Tandem HR, how can people get a hold of you?
They can call me at 224-353-2716, or they can email me at keinbinder@tandemhr.com.
Fantastic. Check out that website, tandemhr.com, because that's where you can find out so many great resources and information. Also, check out my website, shalomkline.com. You can download podcasts from Get Down to Business. But don't touch that dial. We've got more advice, tips, and information for you. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, or smoking. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. If lines are busy, try again. Dial 1-800-663-1502. That's 1-800-663-1502. 1-800-663-1502.
Square Trade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on 2-year iPhone plan with one claim compared to Assurant total equipment coverage as of April 10th, 2015.
Don't overpay for phone insurance. Save with SquareTrade phone protection instead. Phone insurance from Verizon, Sprint, or other wireless carriers can cost you as much as $11 every month, plus up to $199 deductible when you break your phone.
Square Trade Phone Protection is less than $5 a month. We can save you over $240.
Start saving with Square Trade now. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
You can find out about all of my events at ShalomKlein.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer. One of the most helpful tips that I've found is how to have a productive phone call. A few tips for you. Number one is frame each and every call before starting to dial. Think about, why is the call even taking place? Is it a kickoff call with a new client, or are you reviewing a monthly report? Before the call, write down your objective, information that you have to convey, and anything you need to ask from your client. This will ensure you won't forget any key points. Even spending 5 minutes before a call to gather yourself and your notes can make all the difference in the world. And always be sure to use inclusive language. Everyone likes to feel like they're part of the team. Use pronouns like we and our to create a group feeling. I consider myself to be part of our clients' teams, and you should too, because if you're providing a service or consultation, you are. Limit your buzzwords and localisms. Remember your audience when delving into the mental bank of acronyms, abbreviations, business buzzwords. This can be difficult. I could probably compose an entire sentence comprised of nothing but acronyms, but it may be hard for clients to understand that. Regarding localisms or regional turn of phrase, use your judgment. There are certain phrases you may say in casual conversation that just aren't universal wherever you might be traveling or doing business. And be realistic when making promises. Don't promise more than you can deliver. Deliver more than you promised. Part of your client call will be managing client expectations. Whether you're talking about campaign performance, deliverables, contracts, be careful what you say so it should actually happen. Sure, numbers could explode and make everyone rich. What is the likely scenario? And empathize. Just as everyone wants to be on a team, everyone wants to be heard. I was fortunate enough a while ago to work closely with a sales executive in the media world who was dynamite at his job. He didn't talk fast, and he never got mad. He listened to his customers and clients and asked about their problems, then asked how he could help remove barriers. No hard sell required. Not only was this incredibly effective, it wasn't even a method. It was just being nice and helpful. Make sure you get on track after the all the schmoozing and small talk. Make sure you stick to the agenda and always make sure you are telling a story. Every call with the client should tell a story. Won't always be the big story about how you're doubling revenue, but you must always be able to attach why to anything you're recommending. And take a stand, be an expert. This is often forgotten during a busy workday, but the clients are often paying to talk to you. Isn't that great? Make sure you're delivering value by being prepared, authoritative, and firm. If you're offering a strong recommendation for an action, defend it. Explain why it's considered a best practice. Take ownership. Don't waver. You're all set. Now, good luck. Have a successful call. How do you build relationships over the phone? I'd love to hear your tricks. You can get on my website, ShalomKlein.com. That's where you can find downloads of podcasts from Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And now it's time for your networking tip of the week. Every business and all smart professionals should actively manage their online reputations. There are now so many social media channels that individuals and small business people have to prioritize which are most important and relevant for them to monitor and manage. Larger businesses should either assign staff resource or contract for resources to actively listen to what is being said about them, respond professionally, and proactively post content to define their narrative. The bottom line is that reputation does matter. If yours matters to you, then manage it. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0510. That phone number again, 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at EverettWealthSolutions.com or call 708-771-7777, 708-771-7777. You're listening to the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Fantastic lineup of guests, as always. We discussed the details of what it means to be in business and provided some helpful tips that will hopefully make your week more productive. To success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next Sunday at 6 p.m. on Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Have a successful week.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years,